Active Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. A continuous infusion of a neuromuscular blocker such as sesadricurium or vecuronium was started before a baseline train of four could be obtained. How do you monitor the neuromuscular blocker infusion? In the ideal scenario, the baseline train of four is found prior to the neuromuscular blocker infusion being started. This allows for titration based on the depth of paralysis. When the baseline train of four is not performed, you'll need to pick an arbitrary milliamp setting on the peripheral nerve stimulator and use that to check the train of four. Pick a setting of 20 to 40 milliamps and stick with that for the duration of the infusion. As always, you'll also be titrating the infusion to the patient's clinical goals, such as improved oxygenation or compliance with the ventilator. The purpose of monitoring with both train of four and clinical goal is to use the least amount of neuromuscular blocking agent necessary. Members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy will have access to my new masterclass on neuromuscular blocking agent use in the ICU starting Thursday, September 7th. This masterclass will cover the use of neuromuscular blockers for RSI, ARDS, and shivering due to therapeutic hypothermia. To learn more about the Academy, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy.